What's your opinion of the acquisition of Kitch IQ by NetApp?
Interesting. NetApp is under pressure to expand their market. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the Wall Street, they say, you know, where's the growth going to come from? Interesting acquisition. Very few NetApp acquisitions have worked out well. So it's an interesting area. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting company. But the questions for me are on the NetApp side, mm-hmm. less about the technology side. Right.
EMC were pushing ILM.
That's years ago. Okay. Yeah.
But you seem not to use this word anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's big data.
Yeah.
Who has invented the word big data? Where does it come from?
I could send you the link, but it was a guy back in 2004 who wrote an article about big data and the new value from information.
An analyst or?
No, it was an academic. Academic.
Academic?
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
And he talked about the world of big data.
Ah, yes.
The term started to catch
if
on.
You, yes, if I can get the link.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's a guy back in 2004.
Ah, yes.
I forget the name.
Yes. But not somebody from the industry.
No, it's an academic.
Right.
Academic. Notions around big data first came from universities, and then they grew up in finance and Wall Street, casinos, things like that. And we didn't start calling it big data till about 2010.
Right.
And then there was a series of articles from McKinsey and Harvard and The Economist, and all of a sudden everyone was talking about big data. So as we got into from 2010 to 2011, everybody, that was like cloud. Everybody wanted to talk about it, right?
Yes, but in fact, it doesn't mean really something. Big data, data since...
so here's the thing. We look at it as a new way for making money from information.
Mm.
You know, we're all familiar with BI. We're all familiar with queries and spreadsheets and all of that. What we found is new business models, a new way of making... Can you hear me on this?
It works.
Oh, good. I'll make sure it works. And we found people using information to make money by building predictive models, crystal balls. Mm. And again, this is a very different style of IT. Most IT is about saving money or reducing costs. Big data and big data analytics is about making money.
But what's the difference between data warehouse and big data analytics?
We all know data warehouse. And typically, you're using a small amount of information. It's very cleansed. It's very standardized. And you're asking about history. Big data is many, many data sources, some of them clean, some of them dirty. Mm. The goal is to build a predictive model about the future. So the goal is to use many forms of uncorrelated information, build models, and use the models to predict the future. The guys who are good at big data never came from the BI world. The guys from the BI world don't understand big data.
Mm. Why EMC never enters into tape?
We saw tape as a flat to declining market.
No, so, but it's the history of EMC.
Yeah.
At the time, it was a good
not
market.
Not that interested. Right. Huh? No, for the last 10 or 15 years, tape market's been declining. Mm. We work with tape. We interoperate with tape. But again, our investment strategy is to invest in growth markets. So we were very early in flash. We were very early in virtualization. We were very early in security and big data analytics. So while it's a nice business, if I remember right, Storage Tech went to Sun. That didn't work out.
Mm.
Sun went to Oracle. That didn't work out. So we tend to invest in growing markets and not shrinking markets.
And why did you replace Quantum by Spectralogic as your partner in this field?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Why did you replace Quantum by Spectralogic?
I don't
as
know.
As your partner in tape?
I don't know.
I am sure.
We need partners in tape.
Right. But Quantum was your historically your partner?
It might be market preference. It might be, you know, we need to be working with tape partners, but we don't need a lot of them.
Mm.
So I'm not close to why that decision was made.
And What's more precisely your relation with Axana? Do you know Axana?
I'm sorry.
Axana. A-X-X-A-N-A.
Oh, yeah. They do the DR appliance.
Right.
Yeah.
What exactly your relation? You resell their product or it?
We have a program called EMC Select where we will sell on the same purchase order third-party products.
Ah, yes.
We don't support them. We don't engineer them. But in creating a solution, there's EMC products and non-EMC products, like tape.
Do you know how many customers you have with them? No, I don't know.
They have a nice business. You know what they do, don't you?
Yes, I know.
But it's a nice value add on top of SRDF with a little extra protection.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Good guys.
Sometimes I have some aggressive question, but it's to get your reaction. This past year, we didn't see EMC inventing any disturbing technology.
Any which technology?
Disturbing.
Disruption.
Disruption.
Yeah.
Like scale-out NAS, dedupe. Mm-hmm. That seems to be more your more successful technology in terms of growth today. But you get them by acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Easylum, DataDomain, Avamar, and so on. Mm-hmm. But is your research and development only updating current hardware and software, or really trying to find
the answer is
completely
both.
New technology? So, you understand my question?
So right now we track close to 400 startup companies that are working on new technologies.
Yes.
There is no way that we, as EMC, can be smarter than 400 startup companies, right? I'm not saying they're all smarter, but out of those 400, some of these guys are going to have some pretty good ideas, right? So we're very comfortable in taking a good idea, buying it, and adding it to EMC. Mm. Data Domain, Isilon, Extreme.io.
Yeah.
At the same time, we are doing some of our own engineering. I look at Vplex as a disruptive technology, distributed cache coherency. Mm. Atmos is about, 3 years old, 4 years old?
Yes.
It was the first commercial scale-out object technology in the industry. I consider that disruptive. But I'll agree with you. More of the disruptive technologies come to us through acquisition than organically.
It's true for IBM, too.
I think it's true for any. It's true for Oracle. It's true for a lot of big companies. Cisco. We have our own technologies that we do, but you can buy good ideas in the marketplace. Mm. You buy good people, right? So it's kind of a mix of both.
But can we imagine an integration of VNXE and Easylon into a single platform in the future?
VNXE plus?
Easylon.
Isilon.
Isilon.
Yeah.
Can we imagine the integration of the two products into a single platform? Because today it's completely separate.
Yeah, we would end up with something like a NetApp if we did, and the market doesn't like that.
No.
When you look at the VNX, it's very good at being one storage array.
Mm.
I have dual controllers, I need some block, I need some file, maybe some snaps and stuff, and there's a great mid-market for that. These people don't get very big, though. When people start getting big, they want scale out. And they don't want a product that's adapted to scale out. They want a product that's built for scale out. So you'll find common features in both. So for example, in the last Isilon release, which is known as Mavericks, you'll find some good snaps, you'll find some good VMware integration, all the stuff that you find on the VNXE.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with an Isilon, I need 5 or 6 nodes in an Isilon for it to start to work right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if I only want 2?
Yes, but these nodes could be VNX... hardware?
Hardware is commodity. And I think we have to separate the hardware discussion from the software discussion.
Mm-hmm.
The hardware almost looks the same. It's Intel chips, it's like blah, blah, blah. But if you look at what NetApp's doing with their latest ONTAP 8.1.1, it's not a good scale-out system.
Mm.
And we go to competitions and the customers put the 8.1.1 against Isilon. It's like they want Isilon.
Mm.
So our belief is that when you get to things like scale-out or big data or something, you need an architecture that's built for it.
Mm.
It's very hard to add it on. You will find common features in both, though.
Mm.
Right?
What will be the next storage killing application?
Storage killing app. Killer app for storage? Is that what you mean?
Mm.
It's got to be big data analytics. It's got to be big data analytics.
When will you have a dedicated all-flash arrays?
We have announced that we made
dedicated.
An acquisition. Yes, dedicated.
Right.
Pure right. flash. We announced our Extreme.io acquisition last year.
Mm.
We have demonstrated it at VMworld and EMC World. And it's an all-flash design. Native dedupe, scale-out architecture, all-flash. It fits a very precise part of the market. And
do you sell it or...?
No, right now we're what we're called early access. So we're sending it to customers, make sure it works right. You'll probably see it in the first half of 2013 as a general product.
Okay.
It's got a very specific profile. Random IOs, extreme performance, and tiering doesn't work. Where you have a data set where all has to run fast.
It will be integrated as a cache with several tiers behind?
Nope.
No.
Pure flash.
Pure flash.
No need for tiering. Mm. And because they have the native inline dedupe, the costs are pretty good.
You can, it will be possible to add, to connect disk arrays to this platform, no?
No.
Ah,
no.
Okay. All flash.
You know how Isilon does scale out files? We need a scale out block for flash. Mm-hmm. That's where Extreme IO fits. Now, within flash, you have tiers. You have MLC, you have SLC. Yeah. So you get some tiering in the flash world, but there's no disk in that array.
Where do you buy your SSDs?
I don't know.
Oh, I can give you some names.
I don't know. I know we always go for a dual supplier market.
Fusion IO.
At one time, well, we do one thing, because we do our VF cache, which is the card that fits in. That one comes from LSI, I believe.
Aye.
And
you were working with Steck at the time.
Do you
continue to work with them?
Since then, there's many more choices. Intel has a good flash drive. Yes. Samsung has a good flash drive. Aye. There's a bunch of guys. So I'm not close to that. Mm. But we're always out there looking for better technology. Mm. So, for example, the last flash drive we introduced was EMLC, which is enhanced MLC technology. Aye. We still have the SLC. Mm. But again, just like disk drives, you need different kinds of disk drives, you need different kinds of flash drives, right?
What are roughly the percentage of your sales in storage, in virtualization environment only?
In virtualization, sorry?
Environment.
Pure VMware?
VMware or other ones.
So here's the challenge is that people are doing virtualization,
but they
also have some physical stuff.
Right.
So they bought it for VMware, but they have this old Spark application they put on the array. So if you're asking the question, pure virtualization, no physical at all?
No. Rob, I mean, what's the percentage of your customer who are using virtualization?
Oh, God.
All?
Oh, my guess is over 80%, probably 90%.
Right.
But keep in mind, is mainframe virtualization? 90%.
Right.
Is Solaris and AIX virtualization? Okay, we're now at 98%. Right? So if you mean VMware, Hyper-V, and Xen, it's over 80%.
You are not a big actor in high-performance computing, HPC.
We're starting.
Yes. Will you invest in this market?
We are investing in this market. Mm. We see an opportunity to bring flash technology to high-performance to computing.
But with VNX or Symmetrix line?
Well, no, I wouldn't think about that. We have a lot of storage components.
Yes.
We have hardware, we have software, we have technology. So right now we're assembling things out of the VNX portfolio because it's closest to what HPC needs. Mm-hmm. But we have, you know, 8 different boards and 3 different stacks and, you know, we have a lot of pieces. Mm-hmm. So our current HPC solution is basically a flash cache plus a VNX with a lot of flash in it. And what it's very good at is checkpointing. So they have these long-running simulations, and every time they need to take a checkpoint where they lose all their work. When they take the checkpoint, gone, right? Everyone waits for the IO to flush. And we buffer that in cache.
And you offer the Lustre platform?
The Lustre.
Yes?
Yeah.
And you use InfiniBand or 10 gig?
We use mostly 10 gig E,
10 gig.
But we're starting to do more work with InfiniBand.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. See, here's what's going on: is that servers are servers, storage are becoming servers, and I think in the next 2 years you'll see far more discussion about InfiniBand, not as a storage connect, but a memory to memory connect, right?
Exactly. Several competitors are doing better than EMC in backup software. I think about Commvault, Symantec, Vim, in terms of growth. Even if you invest in some companies, you acquire Legato, Dance.
Avamar.
Avamar. Well, what's the problem?
So we see it as a backup market, not as a backup software market. Mm. So let's take data domain. Is that software or hardware? Well, if you look at the hardware, it's servers, right? So is data...
Yes, but you don't have a product like Commvault, for example, which is very successful.
Well, Avamar's doing quite nicely.
Oui.
Legato hangs in there. It's not taking the market. So we tend to look at the market as the data protection market, hardware and software. If you want to cut it into software, you know, we do all right with our backup software products, but what our customers tell us is that they want a backup solution, right? And they want the services, they want the platforms, they want the consulting, they want all of that. So we tend to look at the market a little different.
What's your current acquisition strategy?
We have publicly announced that we are very interested in investing in next generation security.
Ah, yes. Okay.
And that market is big data.
For storage?
No, this is for RSA. I know, your storage newsletter, you asked me what's our acquisition strategy.
No, because you already have RSA.
We're pretty good on storage. We think we have enough. There's no theme in the storage world that we think, you know, we're underexposed. There's a couple little pieces that are interesting. But if you look at our storage portfolio, we got two, three flavors of block, two flavors of file, object, three management stacks. We got data protection. We got replica. I mean, we're not in the market right now. That could change, but we feel we have plenty of technologies to go work with.
I look at the last quarter of financial quarter of NetApp and EMC. In fact, you lost market share against NetApp for the last quarter.
In what category?
Storage.
All storage.
Storage sales for EMC were down 1.4% sequentially, and up 2% for NetApp.
So are you looking, so again, I'll use IDC methodology.
I compare your official figure with the official figures of NetApp.
Okay, but we're in a lot of different markets. We're in high-end enterprise, they're not. We're in consumer with iOmega, they're not. We are in
markets. Yes, but apparently they are growing faster than you are in storage.
Let's go look at yesterday's numbers, right? Yes. Numbers coming yesterday. Right. So what did we see from NetApp on the product side? Flat.
My figures are for storage altogether.
Right. So correct me if I'm wrong.
I know products were down this.
Yeah, but in products, they're flat year over year.
Up, down, even down.
Yeah. I think we're showing pretty good growth, but keep in mind, we are many storage segments. Some are going quite fast, like scale-out NAS for us is growing incredibly fast. Our block, the VMAX business, just went through a refresh. That started to take off. So one of the opportunities and the challenges when you have a portfolio is some things are hot, some things are not. It's like being Toyota. You got lots of cars.
Why did you sell the majority of the ownership of iOmega to Chinese Lenovo?
We're very interested in the Chinese market. And you have to partner your way into the Chinese market. Yes. Lenovo has a strategy to grow from the bottom up into the storage business. And we saw it as twofold. One is a great way to partner our way into the Chinese market. The second is, most of the consumer electronics come from China, right? That's where all the kind of consumer SOHO stuff is built. So again, there was a strategic play, but also this is a business Lenovo wants to invest in. They want to invest in getting better into the iOmega range. Keep in mind, iOmega is moving up.
But will continue to sell the iOmega products too?
The higher end. See, they also do consumer stuff.
Yes.
We're not so interested in that. But for example, they do a very nice single controller. They're working on a dual controller thing. But if you look at the VNX line and VNXE, there's a nice space right below that where the iOmega technology fits very nicely.
What's your reaction if I tell you that the best quality of Jotucci is to recruit around him at high price excellent executives?
Joe has done an amazing job of building an executive team. I work with all these guys. They are amazing. It's like a dream team.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's just like, wow.
But at high price.
Well, talent, it's like a sports team, right? You want a cheap team or you want a good team? And I think Joe has done a very good job of assembling some, and they work as a team. They work together, they pass the ball. This is one of the reasons I keep working at EMC, is that I get to work with some of the best executive teams, I think, in the industry. And I think as Joe...
But do you agree with me that it's first quality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's first quality. You know, cheap leadership, I don't think there is some such a thing. Keep in mind, we're in a very dynamic part of the industry, very competitive, changing very fast. This is not a stable, predictable industry, right? And we're not just storage. We're virtualization, we're security, we're big data analytics, we do a lot of things. And, you know, a lot of our executives, you know, came from other companies, and we're glad to have them. You know, we have certain vendors out there that are not doing so well these days.
What's your bet concerning the successor of Joe Tucci as a CEO?
Any way we win. There are so many good leaders there that I think our stockholders and our customers and employee win for any of the executive staff.
No bet.
There's no bad choices. There's no bad choices.
No bet.
No, there's no bet. I you know, do I have my own opinion? Yes. Does it matter? No. but I look, you know, David Goulden, Pat Gelsinger, Paul Maritz, Howard Elias, Jeremy Burton.
Yes.
We've got six or seven guys, and any one of them could be the next guy, and we'd be good. I mean, we're very lucky.
I think you were at EMC when Moshe Yanai...
I was.
Mr. Symmetrics was there, that's right?
Mr. Symmetrics.
Why did he quit, as he appears to be later... a guy who founded the remarkable startups.
Yeah.
Why did he left?
EMC was growing from a single product company to a multiple product company. And some people are comfortable with that, some people aren't. And as soon as there were multiple horses, Moshe was not so happy.
He didn't like the digital acquisition. No?
He didn't like any of the acquisitions.
Ah, yes.
He didn't like any of them. But we had a situation where we as a company had to build a portfolio.
Yeah.
We couldn't be a single product company anymore. And some people make their decisions.
No, but because he said that he was able to design a product like digital. Anyway.
He went on, he did, he was involved in XIV. Yes. XIV is not a Symmetrics, very different. And that was a reasonably successful architecture. You know, he did a good job there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good
he
for
was
him.
In Diligent, do I think, no?
Diligent did not do so well.
No.
No. XIV did well.
He's in Axana, too.
He's where?
Axana. We spoke about Axana.
Yeah, he actually does... He always loved SRDF.
He's a chairman. He's in the board, huh?
He has always liked SRDF. That was his baby. So it's no surprise he's involved with Axana.
Oh, I always finish by personal questions.
Personal questions.
Why at EMC you are CTO? Generally, the company number one is the CEO, and then you have the CEO and the CTO number two and three. But why you have in the structure of EMC you have Tucci, and then you have eight executives, and you are not there?
Yeah. Every business unit has its own CTO. So. Marketing for us is a business unit.
There is a global CTO.
No, the big CTO is a guy right now named Jeff Nick, who works for Paul Maritz, but he's working technology stuff. Mm. I'm a communicator, so I work basically inside the company and outside the company.
So you are not really a chief technology officer?
It's a name.
Right, that's a name.
It's a name. Mm. I do influence, but again, the way EMC is built is that we have multiple business units with multiple competing interests. And we like that competition. We like that discussion. For example, when we bought Extreme IO, which was an all-flash array, there were some guys who go, "What? We can't do that." Well, no, yes, we can. Right? So Joe Tucci is very comfortable about bringing new thinking into the company and creating a little churn.
I read your bio. And which company were you before EMC? It's not written. You
are doesn't supposed- exist anymore.
Work at several Unix and database companies in Silicon
Valley. So the last company I worked for was a company in Silicon Valley called Convergent Technologies.
Yes.
And they built workstations and they did Unix.
Right.
But I left them in 1994 to join EMC. So that's
and before that?
Gosh, what did I do before that? I did contract programming.
Yes.
I was a Unix kernel hack.
Yes.
I did protocol stacks. I did beta database code. I have a computer science background, so...
Are you on the board on which companies are you on the board?
I No, nobody.
How old are you?
I am 53 years old.
53.
Mm-hmm. I'm a young guy.
Your hobbies?
Ah, I am a piano player. On the weekends...
Classical music?
Oh, no, rock and roll, baby.
Ah.
So every weekend...
But what kind of rock and roll?
Oh, God, stuff from the 60s and 70s. So every weekend...
Buddy Holly?
Every weekend, I have a bar band. We play in bars. We do rock and roll from the late 60s, the early 70s, blues, a little jazz.
Ah, yes.
And that's my hobby on the weekend. Yes. I go out and I play music.
I play drama.
Yeah?
Rock and roll, too.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
I love
it. Yeah, it's great. Don't you feel great after a great jam session or a great gig? Yeah, same thing.
Your annual salary.
What?
Your annual salary.
That's confidential.
Ah, bon. Okay. Thank you.